And it's that time of week where we catch up with what's happening on politics with University of Newcastle's Professor Jim Jose, Professor of Politics, joins us. And the hot topic at the moment, Jim, is of course One Nation with the Four Corners program last night. And I suppose it all started to come into our attention when they didn't do as well as expected, perhaps in the Western Australian elections recently.
Good morning, Jane. Yes, I guess the outcome in Western Australia... and they were anticipating 13% of the vote and only ended up with, I think, about 8%, maybe a bit less. So they didn't do as well in the lower house as they were hoping to do. They did pretty well in the upper house with winning three seats in the end. Overall, though, the Western Australian elections was less than, shall we say, less than successful in the sense that the party came off looking... very much the opposite of what it projected itself. So, as was evident on the Four Corners program, there was a lot of clips of Pauline Hanson saying, "We're the party of trust, you can trust us, we're honest, I'm honest, truth," all of that sort of, shall we say, representations of how One Nation was not like the other parties. And then along comes the Western Australian elections, and then they do a deal with the Liberals, which... positioned them as, I think one of the people interviewed said something like, grubby, just like the rest. Now, it's difficult to know quite what possessed the One Nation think tank, shall we say, the brains trust within One Nation, why they thought that would be a sensible or strategic move.
Oh, you mean the liaison with the Liberals?
Yes. Now, it is from a purely pragmatic electoral strategy, yeah, that makes sense. However, from a, shall we say, political strategy around credibility and maintaining your support base and expanding that support base, doing the very thing that you're accusing the big parties of, the other parties, undermines your credibility, and it certainly did that in Western Australia. But it seems to have done even more than that. The party itself seems to be unravelling internally, with candidates being disendorsed, members being expelled. It all sounds very sordid. Exactly what underlies that remains to be come out into the open.
There were some allegations made in the Four Corners program.
Well, yes, there were, and there was some evidence tabled, but we don't know the full extent and the full story. But certainly issues around, I guess you could say, if you're looking for an explanation, the first place to look is just pure incompetence, that the party has just simply, the hierarchy has misjudged various decisions. And, you know, printing up 30,000 how-to-vote cards without actually putting the appropriate acknowledgements on there as to who authorised it and who printed it, they couldn't then use them, so that was a problem. The fact that the printing company that has the exclusive rights to all One Nation printing is in fact James Ashby's company sort of raises some eyebrows about...
James Ashby being very central to the party,
yes,
at this stage.
But it also raises eyebrows about, I guess you could call it, the due process that the party internally observes as opposed to the due process that it publicly proclaims. The idea that a key member of the party, an unelected member of the party, benefits financially from party decisions seems to be at odds with the sort of image, if you like, that the One Nation Party, Pauline Hanson, personally went to the polls with both in Western Australia and federally in 2016. So there's that contradiction about, you know, who's giving them the money, where's it going, and who's benefiting financially as a result, not just simply benefiting politically. Then there's the issue of the judgment about, you know, doing the deal with the Libs and so forth. And this will come up again in Queensland when the Queenslanders go to the polls, and it will come up again centrally. Whether One Nation have learnt anything from this, there's a second dimension here. There's a sort of almost deja vu with the David Ettridge-Pauline Hanson political relationship of 20 years earlier, where Pauline Hanson was the, shall we say, the front of the front face of the party. It was her party, but the political decisions were largely in the hands of a group of men behind the scenes. And we're seeing a similar thing at the moment playing out. Now, whether that is entirely accurate in saying that it's just like before, but certainly there is that sense that the Brains Trust is James Ashby making the political decisions and manoeuvring the way in which the party represents itself both publicly and privately, and at the same time Pauline Hanson is sort of the happy smiley face and the trusted face. The Western Australian elections suggest that the party is, you know, is not to be trusted in the same way that it was saying it could be. It's tarnished itself in this process, and whether it can pull away from that remains to be seen. The only thing it's really got going for it at the moment, and which I think they can start banking on a little bit, is that the two major parties are even grubbier in the way in which they operate, and they're just as likely to have another scandal or three pop out of the woodwork at any given moment, which will take the heat off One Nation. But at the moment, Pauline Hanson seems, you know, if we take the allegations that were aired on that Four Corners program, if we take them, there's a good deal of substance there to be followed up. And whether the Electoral Commission may well choose to follow that up, that remains to be seen. As we remember, she did have some problems with the Electoral Commission last time around, for which she was finally, I suppose you could say, exonerated. But now here we are 20 years later, and the same things are playing out again. What's politically behind it all? Well, we'll just have to wait and see, Jane.
And we look forward to the Queensland elections as the next guide. Thank you very much, Professor Jim Jose from the University of Newcastle. He's our Professor of Politics.